Welcome to Earth Eats, a weekly program of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan. Chef Daniel Orr is a restaurateur living and working in Bloomington, Indiana. On today's episode, he talks about beer.
In the kitchen, we look forward to the first green tendrils emerging through the earth's dark crust. When the weather starts to warm, chefs love to break the chains of the cold weather dishes. Those rich, bone-warming soups and stews, which were so welcoming in September, now seem tiresome. Spring offers us less restrictive recipes, lighter foods, full of hope, not to mention the possibility of a slimmer waistline. Beer making is a seasonal passion as well. I love a slow-pulled pint of local brew, and I want to learn more about the process.
Chef Orr is visiting with Floyd Rosenbaum of the Bloomington Brewing Company. Floyd started out as a home brewer, brewing for fun on the side, and then it became a career. This welder by trade has been the head brewer at the BBC since 2000. You can see pictures of the brewery and of Chef Orr's conversation with Floyd Rosenbaum on our website, wfiu.org/eartheats.
Step right in, make yourself at home.
Well, this is tighter than a kitchen. We're at Bloomington Brewing Company, and the place is lit with fun colors. The back in the brewery, it's kind of warm. You can almost feel the fermentation going on. Lots of wonderful smells, almost like breakfast time with some pancakes on the griddle or a good fresh porridge. And there's just kind of a hum of all the equipment working. It's kind of like a big mad scientist's laboratory back here. For people that don't know what hops are, why don't you explain what they are, kind of how they grow, and what they do to beer?
You would think of it like a very small pine cone is what it actually looks like. In this region, in most regions, June is pretty much the season of its peak. And then by September, usually is the picking season. It provides all the flavor, the balance, head retention, and it is one of the best preservatives there is for a fermented beverage.
Can you tell us a little bit about the different types of effervescence that the beer gets?
Most beverages are carbonated with carbon dioxide, and that's familiar taste with most beverages to people. Of course, we were introduced to the bigger breweries such as Guinness and Boddington's and Murphy's that did nitrogen in their beers. The nitrogen actually gives it a less of that crisp bite on you. It brings out the floral in the hops, the finishing hops, a lot more than a CO2 does. And then we also serve what we call the cask ales, firkin kegs, old style, where you have to pump the beer out of them, which have neither nitrogen or what I would say mechanical forced CO2. It's the natural CO2, which is produced by the yeast itself.
Now, today when I came in, it's one of our first warm, sunny days, and we're starting to think about springtime. What does spring taste like in a brewery?
Spring in the brewery, well, May 1st, hopefully that'll be my set day for our German Hefeweizen. And this year we're considering on doing fruit beers. Blueberry pale, strawberry blonde, cherry blondes, and watermelon blondes, and things like that, which we've done in the past and had very good success with them because they are lighter style beers, less hops, and people enjoy them.
Floyd Rosenbaum talking to Chef Daniel Orr about hops, nitrogen versus CO2, and all things local brew. This has been Earth Eats with Chef Daniel Orr. This episode was produced by WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. You can find recipes, photos, and much more on our website. Visit us online at wfiu.org/eartheats. Until next time, think globally, drink locally. I'm Annie Corrigan.